not as successful as you would like to be? What prevents you from growing? What prevents you from becoming what you can become? Ambition is what makes people grow. Ambition is what makes people accomplish things that are not easy. But ambition is kept in check, as I said above, by desire that everybody says is good for you. Bah humbug! Let's see what the words actually mean before we continue. Ambition is directing your motive power, your inner motive power towards the accomplishment of something, learning, building, mastering. In my view, a beingness view, ambition is a willingness to go / do for what you want. Compare it with motivation, which is mostly outward directed. The carrot and the stick is ways to motivate the unmotivated. In motivation, the motivator uses desire to do the trick and not the inner motive power, the power of the spirit within. Motivation is for having the carrot, the feeling, the security, the reward, the result. The stuff that is actually wholly out of your control. So motivation makes you a perpetual carrot chasing person. Motivation whips the desire into a feverish pitch. It keeps you tense, keeps you needy, keeps you wretched. Ambition, on the other hand, is motivated by beingness, given that it comes from the spirit within. It doesn't concern itself with what it can't control. It concerns itself with what you can control fully, your behavior, and on higher vibrational levels, your beingness. One could say that ambition is process-oriented, while motivation is result-oriented. Desire is always from need, and desire to receive for the self alone. People with a high desire number are motivated to get the result they crave at the expense of another. The other has to pay the price. Behind or underneath that desire is the unresolved, unmanaged ITCH. The person with high desire wants to scratch that itch by getting something, whatever it takes. But the ITCH cannot be scratched by anything outside of you. No matter how much you try it, how hopeful it looks. You got married to scratch that ITCH? You got thin to scratch that ITHC? You got fat to scratch that ITCH? You became top of the class to scratch that ITCH? You got wealthy to scratch that ITCH? You became a criminal to scratch that ITCH? It is hard to turn your life around and become a person who grows while you have the ITCH running your life. There is a conflict between the devil you know and the devil you don't. But I have a surprise for you. Everything can be resolved in communication. Communication, you ask? Who am I going to talk to? First off, talking is in communication. And because your issue is an inner conflict, not with another person, the issue needs to be resolved with yourself. In communication. How do you do that? What do you say? To my chagrin, communication, the ability to communicate to make things happen, is even more missing in our culture than courage. Communication is the ability to make things happen, over there. Outside of the communicator. It is a potent, reliable, count-on-able system to accomplish what you intend, without cajoling, forcing, tricking another. Do I teach a communication course? No. I teach that inner self-to-self communication that you need to have to resolve the ambition-motivation issue, the ITCH. I teach it in the Advanced ITCH workshop. To find out, to identify, to map out your ITCH, you, at the minimum, need to do the ITCH workshop, which is a recorded course, and the Playground, which is a live 12-month minimum program. To start the steps towards being able to grow, being able to be ambitious instead of trying to scratch your ITCH, here is a little push. If you buy the course before Friday, January 24th midnight EST, you can use this coupon code 20OFF to buy the program. Get the recorded ITCH program. Go to https://www.yourvibration.com/1/itch.